This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are Google Chrome is ready for M1, Facebook fighting hate speech with artificial intelligence, PayPal challenges GoFundMe, and some electric vehicles lose a recommendation from Consumer Reports. I want to welcome you to episode 1489 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, November 19th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to everyone. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out. If you're brand new and you have never subscribed to this podcast, all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com. When you're on the website, subscribe to it. Get subscribed to our newsletter as well. That way you'll never miss a single episode. So again, go over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all the great content. It's been written by my writing team and, of course, this podcast as well. One thing you can do here is you can stay in contact with us easily. You can join our chat room, geeknews.chat. It's a Mastodon chat server, or our Discord channel, or our Slack channel. You can do that very, very simply by contacting me via email, geeknews@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @geeknews. And of course, all of my partner shows are linked at geeknewscentral.com. Definitely check those out, whether it be the new media show, the Pro Gear Guru site, whether it be GNC Week in Review, the Gadget Professor. And of course, we have the link to the live program as well, where we rebroadcast the YouTube live video at live.geeknewscentral.com. So we're live on across a variety of platforms, but for those of you listening, you're the true podcast fans. I shouldn't say that. Those of you that listen live or watch live, I definitely appreciate it as well. But this all would not be possible without our good friends at GoDaddy. So make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. That way you can save a pile of cash. And whether it be a 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be a $499.com or newer transfer domains for new customers only, or a $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain. Yes, you heard that right. $12 get you started for a full year with economy hosting with a free domain. $12 also gets you started, $1 a month, for managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. And of course, we've got something for you business owners as well. If you decide to go that route, a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. And really what this is all about is support, supporting this show, supporting the work that my writers do. Your support keeps this podcast online, keeps electricity paid, and my independent writing team employed. Again, you're supporting a small team of independent content creators by using one of my promo codes or sharing it with your friends. You will support us in that effort. We want to thank you for that support. Again, share those codes with your friends. Share the link to my website. And of course, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, do so to get all the latest tech news. And GoDaddy has helped tens of thousands of our listeners save thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point, with our non-expiring promo codes, and receive significant savings with these promo codes are the best value available. Plus, you help us again when you share them with your friends, families, people that you know. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for joining the show. It has been an interesting, I would say, 24 hours or more. Yesterday at 3 o'clock, I was fat, dumb, and happy. Everything was working good. I'm here in the office doing work. And I had been noticing that the internet was taking a little bit longer to resolve and pages weren't loading. And, you know, I type in a web page and I'd kind of click and it'd be like a little bit longer. I really didn't put a lot to that. Sometimes that happens with DNS lookups, but got the new media show all fired up. And I told Rob, okay, let's go live. I clicked the stream encoder and within about 15 seconds, the stream shut down. It just collapsed. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I went over and clicked stream again. And 15 seconds later, it collapsed. And I thought, oh, no, what's going on? And usually when that happens, something has gotten hung up in the TriCaster and I have to reboot. So I told, okay, Rob, just hang. I'll reboot the machine. We did, got the machine rebooted, and I hit stream again, and it did the same thing. So this time I went up and looked at the error message, and the error message said insufficient bandwidth. I'm like, what is that? And I went and did a speed test, and I had 445 megabits down and half a meg up. I'm like, huh, I'm supposed to have 20. Yeah, that was why my resolving was having an issue, because it was taking so long to send the data out and get it back. And so Rob bounced off. I called Spectrum and they said, oh, everything looks good. Reset your modem. I said, I already did that. Reset your modem again. Okay. Went through the process, you know, the routine you have to do to prove it's not your equipment. And I said, listen, dude, this is the speed test results. And he says, let me put in a trouble ticket. They can come Monday. I'm like, you do not understand. You do not understand. I'm not good. I need fixed. He says, well, because of COVID, I can't expedite this. There's been a executive decision not to expedite repairs. I'm like, I'm a business owner. I've got a service level agreement with you to deliver 420 and it needs to be rock solid. I need this fixed. Well, sir, I can't do anything for you. Call back in the morning. So I called at 8 a.m., got a young lady on the phone, explained what we went through before, and said he had mentioned something about provisioning. She goes, huh? She went digging around. She says, yeah, your modem is not provisioned. It doesn't even show it's on your account. Have you had that replaced? I said, that was replaced about 2 months into the service. She goes, well, you've been running stealth. She said, you're signed up for service, but there's nothing signed up to your account. And they probably did an audit and it came through and says, what's this rogue modem here? And so instead of shutting the bandwidth down, they shut the upload speed down. And long story short, she says, I'm expediting this, give me a little bit. And so I got off the phone and she actually said, the tech desk that I need to expedite this to opens at 9:30. So I get your number, we'll give you a call back or they will give you a call back. So, I was able to work. I was able to, download. I didn't need heavy upload speed to work here in the office. And then, matter of fact, it was about 11:30. Mike Dell and I are getting ready to do the new media show. And I told him, I said, listen, you'll be able to call in. I'll leave my video off and then we'll do our regular recording. We won't go live. And I told him that about 30 minutes before. So he was all prepped. But in the meantime, the internet kind of juked a few times. And all of a sudden, boom, 440 download, 20 up. But I'd found on the phone that I'd been upgraded to 635. Now, I don't want to jinx anything. So I just kept my mouth shut. And I said, we'll handle that another day. Let's just get the internet working. And I got Mike on here to do the new media show. And just about the time we were going to go live, my phone rang. It was Spectrum. And the gal's totally confused. She can't figure out what's going on. And I said, listen, it's working. Don't touch it. She said, I got to do some things. And boom, down the internet went again. So finally, about 30 minutes later, that was resolved. And I was at 445 and 20 up. And got a person coming on Monday to investigate why I don't have 635. I suspect it's the modem doesn't support it. But nothing was wrong with the internet. It was just, they thought I was some rogue player. But everything comes in waves, and I don't know why, but in this TriCaster box, probably five years ago, about the time I got the 850, I did a lot of research on universal power supplies. And really, the type of box I needed had a special waveform. And the only people that really made those was CyberPower. So I bought a really, I mean, matter of fact, we've talked about it on the show before. I ordered this 2U rack mounted UPS, and it had, I got free shipping to Hawaii on that. The day after I ordered it, they stopped offering free shipping. It was about a $600 UPS. And it's been running fat, dumb, and happy all these years, including the move to Michigan. And then I've had it happen a couple of times. I've come in the morning and that UPS has just been turned off. It's no power surge, at least not that I know of. And the box is just off. So figuring that it's the battery, because it's, you know, 4 or 5 years old, so time to replace the battery. I get on CyberPower's website and I'm doing troubleshooting and I'm going through all their things to check. And it looks like this UPS is bad. I'm very, very, because that's not an expense I really was anticipating for the end of the year. So after consulting with CyberPower to make sure that I was seeing what they were seeing, they agreed that the unit has failed. It's not the battery. So I took my happy butt and shopped around and found a little bit lower volt amp capacity, because the TC1 that I'm running now doesn't take as much power. So I was able to save about $150 by going down in the total carry load it has. And that monster will be here on Monday, and minus $500 out of my business account. So yeah, it's just been a couple of days. Things happen. It's life. Toby, thank you for that. Appreciate it. If you're on Facebook, make sure you say hello. But yeah, this is a great time. This is a great time to make a contribution as an insider. If you want to write Todd a Christmas present, this is the time for donations. It couldn't come in at a worse time, right? Everybody's getting laid off from the second round here of everything. Now, on top of that, I've been fighting a little cough and waiting for any additional symptoms to check in. I still have my, I can taste things. Everything else is going on, but this cough is just kind of hanging out. So far, so good. Nothing else, no fever or anything. So I figure it's just, and a little runny nose, but you know, it is cold here. And so it is what it is. But that is what is happening here, ladies and gentlemen. And how say you? How are you guys doing? Hope you're all, and ladies, how are you doing? Hope you're doing well. But hopefully I'm not fighting COVID. I don't think so. I haven't been anywhere. So it's just one of those deals. You never know these days, right? And you just, I guess, better be safe than sorry. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the stack. Lots of stuff to talk about today. Hey, Google Chrome is available as an Apple M1 native app today. Oh, of course. It responded. My Google Home, which isn't connected to the internet, responded. Google Chrome runs much better natively than translated, and they got some benchmark testing. So really what they're saying is that the Apple M1 Mac Mini Safari is running at a much, much higher speed. And so that's pretty cool. It's got a much, much higher benchmark. You know, speaking of the Mac Mini, I've been going back and forth. When I go back to the loft, I take my MacBook Pro with me and use that at the house. But sometimes I just get lazy and leave it here or whatever. Before we had the UPS failure, I thought I was going to order a Mac Mini for home. And so I didn't have to, you know, lug stuff back and forth. But that's off the agenda at this point. But, you know, I whine about the cost of that UPS. But the gear that it's protecting is, you know, 20 times 20 that the cost of that thing. So, you know, something that is vitally important for protecting the computer that is, you know, being monitored on it and is really, you know, worth the extra money. And so once that new UPS does get here, I'll have it out of the rack and I'll break it down and see if I can find anything in it. But anyway, don't feel too bad for me, okay? All right, Facebook says AI has fueled a hate speech crackdown. Says Facebook says it's proactively detecting more hate speech. The quarter report includes new information on hate speech prevalence. The company estimates 0.10 to 0.11%. Listen to that. 0.10 to 0.11. Now that's 0.10 to 0.11 of what Facebook users see violates hate speech rules, equating to 10 to 11 views of hate speech for every 10,000 views of content. And they've been using AI now, and the proactive, that's what they're calling it, a proactive detection rate for hate speech in July to September went up to 94.8% for being the accuracy. And so that's a dramatic jump. They said that in late 2017, it only made about 24% of takedowns proactively or with the AI. So it also ramped up hate speech takedowns around 645,000 pieces of content removed in the last quarter. So anyway, the AI is watching you. Be careful what you say, because if you don't, someone doesn't report you, the AI will get you. PayPal has launched its answer to GoFundMe. The platform lets you raise up to $20,000 for a good cause. You can't, you can't do everything you can do on GoFundMe with this, but they're calling it the Generosity Network, a GoFundMe-esque service that enables individuals to launch fundraising campaigns. The company says that it's an accessible and easy and secure way for people to raise money for issues that matter, especially in the wake of what we're doing right now with COVID-19. Each fundraising drive will last up to 30 days. There's a maximum limit of $20,000 imposed on each project. PayPal is enabling users to donate their credit card rewards converted to a dollar figure, as well as reminding everyone that they can add a dollar donation every time they shop. So anyway, that's what's going on with PayPal. I use PayPal a lot. A lot. So I'm sorry for some of you here. Consumer Reports study finds reliability issues with some electric vehicles. It will no longer recommend certain EVs from Audi, yes, Audi, Kia, and get this, Porsche. The survey covered 329,000 vehicles and some EVs, the Audi e-tron, the Kia Niro EV, and Tesla Model Y had more than their fair share of problems, according to Consumer Reports. Some e-tron owners, for instance, identified drive system electrical failures and issues with power equipment. Respondents who owned the Niro noted other problems like a bearing in the motor that needed to be replaced. As a result, Consumer Reports no longer recommends the e-tron or Niro. Audi and Kia said they're taking steps to address the reported issues. Model Y owners, meanwhile, were flagged for some build quality issues. Some raised concerns about the paint. Others had to deal with alignment issues, with some unable to close the rear hatch of the car. Tesla's 25th among 26 automakers in Consumer Reports' latest brand reliability rankings. Wow. Wow. 25 of 26. And the survey's impacted reliability predictions of other EVs. Consumer Reports doesn't have much data on the Porsche Taycan. However, it lowered its reliability protection on that car from average to below average based on reports it received about other new EVs. As such, it's no longer recommending the Taycan. All the organization hasn't tested the Ford Mustang Model E or the Mercedes-Benz EQC. Shoko's would like to have a Ford Mustang Mach-E. So we'll see. Okay, criminals. Well, boy, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Criminals are laundering coronavirus relief money through Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and other apps. The Secret Service has 700 pending investigations related to the Paycheck Protection Program and the Unemployment Insurance Relief Program. An increased number of those cases, the suspect used payment apps to move the stolen money. People are using people called money mules to deposit funds into their apps and move them from one account to the other. It's millions of dollars. So far, 80 defendants have been charged with attempting to steal or have stole more than $240 million. Imagine that. All those companies that didn't get payment protection program money and they got $240 million of it was stolen. Law enforcement officials say some of the fraud is essentially hiding in plain sight. Some idiot, Fontrell Antonio Baines, known as Nuke Bizzle, in a music video posted online, he brags about getting rich by stealing COVID-19 unemployment benefits. The video had a disclaimer that it says it was produced solely for entertainment purposes, yet he's been charged a fraud, aggravated identity theft, and interstate transportation of stolen property in connection with attaining more than $1.2 million in pandemic unemployment assistance benefits. So I guess they submitted applications for unemployment benefits that contained false info. They then obtained debit cards loaded with the benefits and mailed them to various addresses and then made cash withdrawals at ATMs or when making purchases in stores. So, hey, people are trying to, you know, you got digital money. You think you're going to get away with digital money? There's a digital paper trail, digital money. They may have trouble chasing it, but they'll find it. Another note, yesterday, I went to the dentist in the morning to have a filling replacement. It's been first one I've had done in, oh man, many, many years. I swear to God, the dentist gave me half a gallon of Novocaine in my mouth. My whole mouth was numb until for 5 hours. I'm like, really? She was jabbing around in there, poking and doing her thing for a while. And I'm just, I kind of looked up at her sideways. And I was like, what the hell are you doing, doc? Oh, I want you numb. Oh, yeah, she made me numb, all right. I think my tooth is still numb. AT&T raises DirecTV prices again amid consumer losses and cavity replacement. One was getting a little funny. Anyway, AT&T raises DirecTV prices again amid customer losses and possible sale. AT&T TV users are paying $130 a month. Your increase is going to be $9 coming in January. Stand by. So this is another round of price hikes. Due to increased programming costs, we're adjusting the price of our video package. It's not going to be long before people are just going to say, no, we're done. We're done doing this. AT&T's $5 monthly increase is coming from DirecTV's 160-channel entertainment package. And a $7 a month increase is coming to the 185-channel choice package. And a $9 increase is coming to the 250 ultimate package. So stand by. Big money there. Big money. Apple's doubling down on upcoming iOS 14 privacy feature. Slams Facebook for collecting as much data as possible. Of course, they delayed this. And this app tracking transparency ATT feature is basically being implemented, and Apple's giving developers a little more time to prepare for the changes. And it also confirms that the app tracking transparency feature, which is designed to allow users to disable tracking between different applications, is still coming next week. Once in effect, developers will be required to ask for permission before tracking user across apps or websites. So you know that, right? That's how they track you everywhere. They track you from app to site to site. And Apple's trying to put a hammer on this. The ranking digital rights, in a letter sent to the ranking digital rights organization, Apple's Jane Horvath, senior director of global piracy, said that the company believes that privacy is a fundamental human right. She explains that Apple delayed the app tracking transparency feature to give developers more time. Goes on to emphasize that the features don't prevent advertising, but rather encourages advertising that respects privacy. Meanwhile, remember, Apple still knows everything about us. Facebook has criticized the app tracking transparency feature and said it could cause ad revenue to drop as much as 40%. Facebook has reportedly met with advertising partners to discuss the impact of the change. So we'll see where this leads. If it helps us or not. If you're watching live, make sure you say hello, whether you be on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you may be checking us out. Wyze, I love this company. I really do. They come out with all kinds of cool stuff. They're most famous are their little cameras. They're fantastic. $19.95, fully capable little camera you can put anywhere. They've got waterproof ones. They're great. They really, really are. They're not a Nest, but for $19.95, you can buy 10 of them, and still be under the cost of a single Nest camera and just place more of them around. But smart home brand Wyze may soon launch its first smartwatch. Similar to the Wyze Band, the upcoming smartwatch will likely be aggressively priced. And it will have a 44 millimeter case size. And a rectangular design similar to the Apple Watch. Matter of fact, it kind of looks like an Apple Watch. And spotted on the FCC website. And no word on when this will be available, but it could be launched before the end of the year. And, there's new headphones and low-cost video doorbell by Wyze as well. So, some of the stuff Wyze has come out very inexpensive, makes it easy for everyone to afford the product, not an extraordinary markup price. The Peanuts Holiday Special actually won't be exclusive just to Apple TV. It's coming to broadcast TV as well. So, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas. The Charlie Brown Thanksgiving will air on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd. A Charlie Brown Christmas will air on the same channels on December 13th. You can check your local listings. And of course, again, available via Apple TV Plus. I don't know this company, but it must be big. And I don't know what games they have, but it's called Roblox. R-O-B-L-O-X. Roblox. Roblox has filed for its IPO. They filed a $1 billion initial public offering. Roblox was big business before the pandemic, but really skyrocketed once kids were stuck at home. Roblox reports $206 million of losses on $589 million of revenue. So that's amazing. I have no idea which games they do for kids. Have no idea. It just shows you how much money there is out there that your kids are spending on these gaming platforms. Asus announced the new Chrome Box 4 with 10th generation Intel processor. You can choose a Celeron or a Core. And again, this is one of those boxes that goes on the back of your TV. Or basically, it's just basically a computer. It's really fantastic. I've had one of these type of devices before as well. And they're really, really slick. Matter of fact, one of them is still in use in Hawaii. But it basically gives you all the features of a computer, but also of Chrome. So, yeah, pretty awesome. I think it's going to be priced for like $289, something to that effect. So, again, the Chrome Box 4 with 10th Gen Intel processor is available now. According to the BBC, BuzzFeed to take over online news, Huffington Post. I don't read either one of those websites. I guess I don't care. Sell of Verizon Media would become a minority shareholder of BuzzFeed as part of the deal and invest in the company, in the combined company. The two firms will also join up advertising and sharing content. Price was not enclosed, but of course, BuzzFeed chief executive Gianna Parete will lead the combined business. He co-founded Huffington Post, formerly known as Huffington Post, in 2015 with publisher Arianna Huffington, and started BuzzFeed a year later. So HuffPost is expected to remain a standalone brand alongside other BuzzFeed sites, including Tasty and BuzzFeed News. All right. Google is testing end-to-end encryption in Android messages. End-to-end encryption is growing in popularity, and Google's getting on board. We've talked about this before. It's the Rich Communication Service, RCS, instead of SMS. And RCS from a carrier so far has been kind of tepid. So Google has been rolling it out with limited support. But Google said on Thursday that it has now completed its worldwide rollout of RCS and is moving to a new phase, end-to-end encryption. Interest in the end-to-end encryption has mushroomed over the past decade, particularly revelations from Edward Snowden of indiscriminate spying of electronic communications by the NSA. And end-to-end encryption is an antidote to such snooping. It also uses strong cryptography to encrypt messages with a key that's unique to each user, because a key is in sole possession of each user. End-to-end encryption prevents everyone else, including the app maker, ISP, or carrier, and three-letter agencies, quote-unquote, from reading a message. So Google wants to join the club. For now, E2EE, what it's called, will only be available to people using the beta version of Android messaging app. And even then, E2EE will work only for the one-to-one messages between people using the Google app. All right? So it's not automatic. General Motors is upping its electric and autonomous bill spending to $27 billion through 2025. And that's a 35% increase that exceeds automakers' investment in gas and diesel as an effort to bring products to market faster. Autonomous. I want autonomous driving. Oh, my car is so close. It's like, I'll say it's a 70% solution almost right now, the way it is. I would not trust it on my life to take me anywhere. Yeah, get on a highway, it's good, but still, it's pretty doggone awesome. You know, it runs to the corner once in a while, so you can't not take your eye off the road. But boy, it's a dream to drive. It really is. So I'm looking forward to more autonomy. Black Friday 2020, tips for buying the best tech gifts. This is we don't get articles from Yahoo Finance. I didn't know if they were still online. But Yahoo Finance has got a good article on Black Friday shopping, things to look for, because we're all going to be pretty much shopping virtual. So I encourage you to try to shop local if you can. Our retailers are hurting very, very badly and need all our support. All right, you've been waiting for it. It's coming. The morning after Wonder Woman 1984 is going straight to HBO Max. This is a big exclusive for Christmas. So be aware, it's official. It's bringing the blockbuster movie to HBO Max instead of debuting solely in theaters. Wonder Woman 1984 will also premiere in the streaming service on December 25th, but will only be available for 1 month. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. These movie houses are getting desperate. Amazon's Alexa-powered smart glasses are now more widely available. The $250 Echo Frames are Amazon's take on the smart glass. And we know that they announced this last year, which the Echo Frames, which are almost exactly what they sound like, a prescription-ready eyeglass frame that looks pretty standard, but has a built-in microphone for you to summon Alexa. They were announced as day one products made in limited quantities and only available via special invitation, but now, a little over a year later, Echo Frames are available to anyone who wants them. And if you have, this is my big problem with Google Glass, is that getting a prescription for Google Glass was near impossible. And if you need glasses, very hard to use. So if you wear glasses or need, if you need prescription frames, be very careful if you decide to buy this. So this first article is what surprised me. But the second one in the same article was a discovery. Now, listen to this headline. UK Space Command to be capable of launching our first rocket in 2022. Okay. Skyroar aims for 2023 for its XL. But then, down near the bottom was this subsection. It says, the International Space Station gets ready for NACA. I said, what is NACA? A pair of ISS cosmonauts took a spacewalk in order to prepare the venerable post for the long-awaited addition of a new Russian module. The Expedition 64 commander, Sergei Ryzhakov, and flight engineer Sergei Kudsevkov, began a spacewalk about 15:12 and returned 6 hours and 48 minutes later. The spacewalk was dual-form. Saw the dual-form task, including checking the Poisk airlock for leaks and moving an antenna from the PIRS module. PIRS itself is due to remove from the International Space Station and disposed of to make room for the much delayed arrival of the multi-purpose laboratory module MLM NACA. NACA is considerably larger than the PIRS and more than a decade late, and is currently scheduled to launch in 2021. Okay, better late than never, Russians. Facebook defends decision to bring content moderators back to the office despite COVID-19 risk. Basically, they say there's some content they just can't be shown at home. So it makes you wonder what kind of content moderators can't see at home, but they can see at the office. Interesting, isn't it? Messaging app Go SMS Pro. Boy, that sounds like a great app, right? Exposed millions of users' private photos and files. Go SMS Pro was not so popular. It was very popular. And Go SMS Pro, one of the most popular messaging apps for Android, is exposing photos, videos, and other files sent privately by its users. Worse, the app maker's done nothing to fix the bug. And they were already given 90 days to get it locked down. So, boy, look and make sure you don't have this one loaded, ladies and gentlemen. Google now has iOS widgets for Gmail, Drive, and Fit, with more on the way. So you know what the widgets are, right? The little widgets you can add to the side screen. So be available. The widgets are coming from Google in fast order. The United States Senate approves a deep fake bill to defend against manipulated media. The proposed legislation calls for research to detect synthetic shams online. So introduced last year by U.S. Senators Catherine Cortez Masto, Democrat of Nevada, and Jerry Morgan, Republican of Kansas, the identifying outputs of general adversarial networks aims to promote research to detect and defend against realistic-looking fakery that can be used for the purpose of deception, harassment, or misinformation. In other words, replacing our voice, making lookalikes of us, all that stuff that could get lots of people in trouble. The bill, Senate 2904, directs the U.S. National Science Foundation to support research into manipulated or synthesized content and information, specifically content produced by AI systems known as the generative adversarial networks, such as deepfakes. So anyway, we'll see where this one goes. Oh, come on, don't do that to me. All right. Facebook has sued a website owner that was trying to launch his own type of Instagram. The problem was, that's no problem launching your own type of competing Instagram, but don't go to Facebook and scrape 100,000 Instagram profiles. So this is the latest action from Facebook over platform abuse. So, yeah, some guy was building an Instagram lookalike. And he scraped Instagram profiles to preload his site. Not a smart thing to do. You don't think companies detect when they're being scraped? Is it really not that obvious? This bothers me a little bit because I know they're probably going to be using it to their advantage. And they probably partnered with somebody and are making money. Microsoft Edge now offers a built-in coupon tool. No need to install an extension like Honey anymore. And please don't buy anything off Honey. These big coupon sites hurt guys like me. They do. They have such mass reach that when it comes to like promo codes, like my GoDaddy promo codes, these sites hurt me. And these coupon tools are always linked to someone else and they're making money off. So, it's going to show you coupons. I know it's not a bad thing, but please, please support local websites as much as you can. And that's it. That's all I've got for content today, except let me check and see if anything came in via email. I don't know if anything came in. I don't remember anything coming in, but I could have been wrong. So, yep, that's all I've got for today. My name is Todd Cochran. You can reach me at geeknews@gmail.com, at geeknews on Twitter. Definitely appreciate you being here. You know, we're making the march, right? Look at this, 1489. This is in the can. So 14, I have to count it out with the holidays and everything and see where we're going to end up. But very close to the end of the year, the very beginning of the year, we'll hit 1500. With it being the 19th, there'll be one show next week because of Thanksgiving. So that's the 23rd. There'll be a show, but there won't be one on the 26th. And that leaves me 10 episodes. Essentially, it's going to be January. Probably first or start of the second week of January before we're at 1500. If I'm counting this right, let me see. No show on the 26th. The next show then will be the 30th. That'll be 1491. That'll be 92, 93, 94, 95. No show on Christmas, 96. Yeah, so we're going to be in the middle of January before we hit 1500 because there'll be no show on, two shows. We're going to have New Year's Eve. We'll have Christmas Eve. No shows those 2 days. And of course, no show on Thanksgiving. So we'll keep the march going. And we'll get to 1500 in due process. Who knows? I might take a day off or two as well. So we'll see. But thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of family. And definitely consider becoming an insider. Like I said, those one-time donations are great right now. And you try to budget for everything, but something always breaks. That's what the emergency funds are for. So we're tapping into them. All right, everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.